Renee Lwesamane, better known as Whistle Girl, is now all grown up. She has a BA and is completing an LLB. In 2020, a video of Samane dancing while blowing a whistle went viral on social media. This won the hearts of many South Africans, as some dubbed it as an iconic moment for Amapiano. She was 19 at the time. In 2024, Samane is 23 years old and has a BA degree and is working towards an LLB. Speaking to Times Live, Samane said she wants to make education fashionable, and the reason she decided to study law was because of that video in 2019.
And I believe that that is one thing that should be happening, considering the community that I come from, which is Atrichi. This is not something that is a norm. Initially, what we glorify, I won't even lie, I myself glorify a lot of gangsters. I used to, until I saw the lights, and as you can see, I'm now in my pura pura way. I'm completing my LLB now, and then the first one was a BA, and then I'm doing my LLB now.
Oh, just quickly, why law?
Why law? Hey, what a crazy story. The reason why I studied law is because of that viral moment, right? So, but that explains more the passion of it. But the reason why I wanted to study law is because I always found myself in situations where I always wish I knew, like, what was the right way to do things, right? So, for example, the viral moment, a lot of people would approach me, right? Brand deals, yada, yada, yada. You give me a contract that has like 10 pages and you want an 18-year-old to be able to, you want an 18-year-old to be able to read that and understand it. Being thrown into that environment, it's not a good thing. So in that moment, I wish I studied law. Hey, and that's what I went to do.
Talking about that moment, Samane said life took a 360 turn after that.
Life took a whole 360, hey. Like, even when someone, like, you ask me now, it's very hard to answer because I don't know if I should say, oh my gosh, it was good, or it was overwhelming, or it was sad, or like, I don't know.
Did you think it would be viral at that point?
I didn't even know what's gonna happen. I didn't know a video was being taken. I didn't know anything until it went live and until it trended. That's when I knew.
As South Africa celebrates Youth Month in June, she said the youth can't dumb down what happened in 1976.
I think we should commemorate June 16. We can't shy away from what the youth of 1976, my lord, yeah. What the youth of 1976 did for us. That was an historical moment, so I don't see a need for us to dumb it down, right? What it means to me is that I myself as a young person need to do better, because when you look at the youth then and the youth now, there's a big difference, right? And you ask yourself, well, okay, if people that had that much tenacity and that they were that brave, what am I doing? Am I courageous enough? Am I brave enough? Am I doing enough? And I don't think I am, which is a big problem, but we're working on it.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala in Atteridgeville.